And welcome to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show here Friday mornings between 10 and 11. I am Susan Lax, the host of the show and executive director of Hunterdon Helpline in its 50th year here in Hunterdon County. It is your first call for help for any need at any time. Basic human needs, shelter, mental health, senior family, youth services, employment, emergencies, suicide prevention, and compassionate listening. Also information about the link, and we have our own programs and services, such as literacy services, teaching English instruction to adult learners, senior and disability services for folks, including telephone reassurance and friendly visitor programs, work connectivity, and so much more. Facing a challenge? Call us anytime, 24/7, 365 days of the year, 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. And I am welcoming today I'd like to consider you a colleague in my area, Christina. Christina Shockley, who is with the Polytech massive vocational school district that serves not only high school kids but adults. She is the adult and continuing education coordinator. And really, Christina, the services, the programs, the education, the trajectory that Polytech and all its divisions send people on in this county is huge. So welcome. I'm so glad you're here to talk about what's going on. And boy, if you're listening, really, hang on every word here because there's something for everyone.
Good morning, Susan, and thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here. Talk about Hunterdon County Vocational School. For you out there who are not aware, we are the Hunterdon County Vocational School District. We're a school of choice for high school students, and we
are like that, a school of choice.
Yes. Students from, even if they're out of county, high school students can choose to come to us if we have a program that they're interested in, and their county vocational school or their county academic school would provide transportation to our facility.
And that's amazing right in and of itself. And the reason I interrupted, because when a student chooses something, you know they're dedicated, they're committed, and they're going to be successful.
Correct. What's nice about our high school programs is it gives students an opportunity to maybe learn about a trade or an industry that they're not too familiar with. So the majority of our high school students are juniors and seniors. They come to us for a half a day. There's a morning session for 2 hours and an afternoon session. So right now our county district has five high schools. So some students maybe from DelVal, South Hunterdon, Voorhees, North, Central, they can come to our school to learn different areas in construction. So in the construction program, they're learning energy, solar power, a little bit of framing of houses. We have a heavy equipment program, which is new. We started it this year, which is really interesting because who doesn't love to go out there and play with those big machines?
Yeah, really.
So we purchased some trainers, they're video trainers, so they have options of doing a backhoe, dozer, a loader, and then we also have a local business partner, Hunterdon Horizons, who allows our students to go out and actually use the huge heavy equipment in person at their facilities. This way here, they're getting familiar with it. But also in that program, they're learning the maintenance of those machines too. So you're giving them two skills that they can go out, you know, to be a mechanic, but also to be that heavy equipment operator.
That's pretty hands-on.
It's
maintenance
pretty cool.
As well as...
Yeah. It's
and people need to know that, you know, when they... If they go on to their own business or whatever, the intricacies of what that field is not just having the fun part, but the maintenance part.
That is correct. Both of my sons
although some
are
people
heavy
might
equipment
think
operators
that's...
in the 825. And I will tell you, what they're making is unbelievable. But like you said, they do have to know the basic mechanicals because they're responsible for greasing the machine, understanding of something breaks or doesn't sound correctly. So we do cover all that area. And a lot of the students who take our programs, again, are like, I wasn't for sure that this was really for me. So, like, for instance, culinary. We have culinary. Everybody loves to cook, thinks it's fun, but they don't realize that they are standing on their feet all day long in a hot, kitchen. So some of the students are like, this really gave me a great opportunity to realize that really was not for me, or maybe it was for me. So then they could turn around and choose something else.
So they're not wedded to one. If they come in for one program and decide,
they can transfer to another one, or they can take it in their senior year also.
Great.
We have our health sciences. So our health sciences is for juniors, and they come in their junior year, and they learn the anatomy and physiology, but then there's an option for them to go into physical fitness, sports science, or the nursing program, and we're going to be starting something new. We're going to call it like careers in health. So it might entail medical billing and coding, phlebotomy, EKG. So this way here, it kind of still gives them that stepping stone to where if they want to become possibly an LPN, a doctor, an RN, those are those stepping stones that we're going to do for the health science. We have our law and our homeland security, where we have some students who are some recent grads who are surrounding area police officers. We also have child care, so that would be for young people that maybe want to start a child care facility. So they can come in, and we actually have an actual child care facility at our school for youngsters ages 3 to 5. So those high school students are preparing activities for them, but also learning the proper care and the requirements to learn a child care facility.
Or go into education.
Correct. Yes. Yeah, so
early childhood education.
Yeah, early. Yep. We have an education teacher academy. That's for students who want to become educators, become teachers. Those students are out mentoring and job shadowing with teachers for the majority of the year. They're in different grades, different schools. So this way here they can see what areas that maybe they like. We also have our computer and our graphic arts. So our commercial arts and our graphic arts, there's a lot of similarity, but they're not. Our commercial arts is more for the person that likes to do the freehand drawing, 3D computer animations. So we have the 3D computers and printers in there where the students can make things. Our graphic arts, they do a lot of your banners, your business cards. So if anybody out there needs like a banner made for their graduation parties where, you know, friends and family can sign that or saying congratulations, grad. We do a lot of events for the Turkey Trot, for the Chamber of Commerce.
Throughout Hunterdon County these banners. And I know personally from working with different organizations, the graphics department, the kids are so talented. They've made invitations to events, banners, posters, etc. What's absolutely amazing to me is this isn't my grandfather's trade school anymore. And back in the day, aging myself, but back in the day, when people heard about this school, that it was an alternative school. Right. It was for a student that was not making the grade, so to speak, and this was an alternative to that, to learn a trade, become an apprentice, etc. What Hunterdon County Vocational School District has done is create opportunities for any student excelling in academics, a 4.0, what have you, an opportunity to actually start learning the field that they want to go into and then go on to college as well. You have a great, great statistics, if you will, of your students going on to bigger and better. Not only that, but opening up their own businesses. And I mean, I could name several different businesses in Hunterdon County that everybody knows who have graduated from Polytech, who've opened up their own restaurants, who've opened up their own cosmetology businesses, graphic studios. This is amazing. It's not what we used to think about Polytech courses and so forth, or the demographics of the students. And again, seeing it firsthand, that culinary program is absolutely amazing. And you have a restaurant right there.
Correct. When you were just mentioning some of the services, if you drive around Main Street here in Flemington, you'll happen to see some of those Adirondack chairs. Those were made by the Hunterdon County Vocational Construction Department. So it's a great to see them. Like whenever I see them, I smile because I'm like, wow, those are a product of our students. And that's got to make them feel well, you know, appreciated too when they do see them and proud knowing that they actually built them.
Absolutely.
But you are correct.
The footprint of Polytech on this county is all around. And I'm not sure that people realize that. I mean, it's always been to me a hidden gem.
Well, that's what I say. We are the hidden gem of Hunterdon County. And you're right. We have changed the word. So now we don't, the state has changed it to career and technical schools. They don't like to hear the word vocational because, like you said, it has that stigma with it from years ago. But the majority of our programs, most of the students usually have to have at least close to a 3.0. So there are grades that, you know, are required to get into some of the programs. I would say the bulk of our high school programs have articulation agreement with either community colleges or some surrounding colleges where the students walk away with anywhere between 10 college credits up to 29 college credits. So that just kind of tells you about what the curriculum level that they are teaching. As you said, there are local businesses, and I know right away when you were just saying some of the names, I know those owners, and it's great to know that the students who are coming to our school in Hunterdon County are staying in Hunterdon County, and they're flourishing. You know, they're helping the community grow by
absolutely. They contribute to the economic development here, and it's amazing. And they contribute to the workforce here, and police officers, from chefs, like I said before, across all these different fields, and the students are always in the news.
Yes.
They won this competition. They won that competition. I can't open up the Hunterdon Democrat without seeing that or seeing on NJ.com on my phone. Oh, my gosh, they've won another competition for a totally different field.
Yes, we have a lot of students at the end of this month are going to be going away to Skills Nationals. So their summer are going down to Tennessee, California. And that's a great thing because now our small school here in Hunterdon County is competing with students, you know, across the United States. So it really does put us on a map. And when we go to these events, I was at last year up in New York City at the auto show, and our automotive kids were there performing, and people were walking around, and they're like, oh, are you from Hunterdon County? And we're like, yes. And they're like, oh, we heard about your students. So it's great to know that, you know what, they are competitors in the field. They come out with the current knowledge that they need. Our automotive programs, you know, Flemington Car and Truck Country, we have students almost in every one of their facilities. Like you said, culinary. Our culinary is amazing. We do open it up to the public where they can come in for lunches. We also do hold events there. So if somebody needed to have a facility that could hold an event, you know, you could always contact the school for that service too.
Well, and I also know... It just always excites me, Christina, to talk about this. We have to take a break. But I also know that the cosmetology department, also you can go in, get your nails done, your hair done, et cetera, et cetera. So it's so hands-on even now. You don't have to wait for the graduates to come out. And
Correct. Well, that's all part of, I think that's what makes our program successful, is there is the theory, academics, but it is, they all include the hands-on. And that is what industry needs because they're like, you know, we can have people that, you know, went away to college, but they don't have the hands-on skills.
Exactly.
Where the students are getting both from us. And like I said, that I think makes them a very important and valuable employee because they know both aspects. They understand the theory that goes to what they're applying, whether, again, it's in construction, they're building something, they know how to apply that math, culinary. It truly is amazing. So I always invite everybody, whether you have a student or a kid that's ready to go into school, stop by and visit us. We're always open and love to have people come by and see our programs.
And you can see the programs and what they are offering at www.hcpolytech.org. That's www.hcpolytech.org. We'll be right back with Christina Shockley, Adult and Continuing Education Coordinator for the Polytech Vocational School District. And we will talk a little bit about adults. And so, again, if you're listening, stay with us.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we're back. And we are talking on Hands Across Hunterdon with Christina Shockley. She's the Adult and Continuing Education Coordinator for the Hunterdon County Vocational School District. If you're just tuning in, we have been talking about the programs for students, high school age students. But now, Christina, take us through the opportunities for adults, which are crazy good.
Well, that's my area that I'm really passionate about because I'm the adult ed coordinator. The adult ed is open to anybody ages 16 and older. We have had some students come in ages 14 as long as we've had the parents sign off. But again, it kind of gives the younger generation an opportunity to come in and learn something that they might not have that opportunity because their high school schedule is busy and does not allow them. So tell them to always contact us because, again, we can look to see what program it is. But for the adult and continuing ed, the majority of our programs, again, either lead to a license, a state license, a national certification, or an industry-recognized certification. So we have programs in animal care, which is our veterinary science, and it leads to a vet assistant. We just started that last year, and we had 12 students that completed, and we are trying to get that nationally accredited. So the students would finish with us, and they would have a national credential, but we also have a partnership with St. Petersburg University. So if the students wanted to continue from vet assistant and go into vet tech, they would get 6 college credits, and St. Petersburg University is an online vet tech. So we figured that would be easy. So if students wanted to stay in this area, they could still continue their studies. And so the vet assistant program is really exciting. So we also have our arts and crafts. So if somebody just wants to come in and learn how to draw and paint, watercolor, that's our really popular classes. We have photography. So if you want to learn how to take better photos with your iPhone, we have those kind of classes. Stephen Harris, who's a local photographer, he teaches those classes. We also have classes in automotive. So automotive, we have basic classes if you want to learn to do your oil changes. We have a class specifically just for women. So this way here, they don't have to feel a little uncomfortable. But, you know, we all need to know how to check the fluids on our car to save us some money, change our tires.
We should.
Yeah, that seems to be very popular. And what's nice about our programs is they're structured, but they're not structured. So if somebody comes into a class and says, I really want to learn how to do this, the instructor would take, like, a poll from everybody in attending the class. And if everybody's like, oh, yeah, I would really like to know that, we can kind of tweak it a little bit. Because our goals are to make sure that we're meeting our students' needs, but also the industry needs. So the automotive classes lead to an ASC certification. But like I said, we do have the small ones, like a small engine, the women for basic automotive. Our beauty programs, which consist of our cosmetology. Our cosmetology is a 1,000-hour program, and so within 1 year, you're eligible to get the New Jersey cosmetology license.
Wow.
Cosmetology is your hair care. It's your nails. It is your pedicures, skin care, makeup. So it's really great for somebody that maybe is a little artistic. You know, they love to be creative. Somebody that loves to people communication, or they love to be able to talk.
Fashion,
yeah. Our cosmetology is great because I can see the people that come into there. It's male and female, and they're a little shy when they first start, but at the end, their confidence has bloomed, and it's amazing. Our aesthetics is for your skin care. So if anybody really is into skin care, that would be the class for them, so they can either work into a salon, but the majority of our students either continue on to work with a dermatologist or a plastic surgeon.
Wow.
So this way here, they're understanding. It's really in-depth. It's a 600-hour course that they learn about skin care, but it's truly
amazing.
Is there
any prerequisite for some of these courses?
Nope. All they have to do is just attend an orientation, and you know, the teacher will meet with them a little bit and just see if they really think it's kind of a good fit. But you have to be kind of, you know, physical, good shape, because you are standing a lot. The aesthetics, you know, they are bending over a lot, you know, working on faces or the skin, that type of thing. But it really, again, it kind of gives somebody an idea. We've had some students who decided after their aesthetics they wanted to become a nurse for burn care victims. So this way here they understood the skin and they know that they could be helping out. So I think that was kind of amazing. So what's nice, again, about our programs is it lets you think outside the box about the career opportunities that are available. It's just not working in a salon, working on somebody's skin or, again, their hair. You know, once you take cosmetology, you could become a vendor and start selling products. You know, you could go into, like you said, makeup and be a, you know, work on a TV show. There's just a lot of different areas that a cosmetologist or an aesthetic, an esthetician, has available to them.
Very interesting, because I think we tend to stay in the box and we say, oh, cosmetology, you know, hair cutting or what have you. But to your point, that all of these professions aren't, the buck doesn't stop, you know, at the
right.
At that, you know, the traditional role. That all of these examples that you've given can put somebody on this path to a totally different route, and just by having this certification and this experience behind them.
Correct.
I like the fact that you said, you know, with cosmetology, being a makeup artist or what have you, going into even marketing for cosmetics, because you must understand the product before you could certainly market it. And these opportunities just really, I love to talk about being on a trajectory. And my goodness, all these courses definitely put a person on that path.
You know what? This year every year we have amazing students, but we just graduated our students. So, I like to call some of them in and just kind of hear their story. But we were at the graduation, and one of the mothers came up to me, and her daughter's 21, 22, and she was like, I got to tell you, I've never seen my daughter so passionate and happy about a career. And I still remember coming in and talking to you, and I remember you saying, like, this is something that she's always going to have for her life, whether they, like you said, they decide to go on another career path. But once they get these licenses, they're always going to be able to provide for themselves, their family. I call it a safety net in their back pocket.
Absolutely.
But this young lady was going to continue on into the medical field.
Wow.
So the mother was like, she was just so beside herself.
It opened up a whole new world,
correct.
A whole new vista.
Yep. And like you said, cosmetology. They go into being business owners. A young lady came back to see me. She took our 2012 cosmetology. She's now a manager at a salon up in Clinton and has three other of our previous students working there. And I'm like, what a great thing. So they do go on, like I said, into management positions or, another career avenue. But they are also still coming back and helping the school. We have a plumbing and electrical apprenticeship. The majority of my instructors for that are people that have taken our apprenticeship and have coming back now in teaching. And the reason they want to come back and teach, because they said they know that what they're teaching is what's needed, and they wanted to make sure that they got the right skills and what was needed. And I'm like, that's just a full circle. So
it certainly is.
I just think it's a wonderful thing. Some of our programs, I'm very passionate about it. To talk about some of our other programs, we have carpentry. So if somebody wants to come and just learn basic carpentry, how to do their install a window, a ceiling fan or a window, we have those type of classes.
DIY is so prevalent now. People are just jumping on that bandwagon, want to do their own work.
Yeah.
But again, don't know where to begin. I love the fact that women can take the course with women for their automotive skills, and again, that leads to so much. But even being independent, the independence of having a skill set is huge.
Yes.
Being able to, as you say, install a window at your home, not be beholden to a subcontractor, all of this just gives a person a background, skill sets that they could just reach into that bag of tricks throughout their life, as you said. I'm on the advisory council of the Career Life and Transitions Committee for Norwest CAP. And when you were saying that, I was just thinking about how many of us had to put our careers on hold to have our children, our family, etc. And this is for men are doing this now as well. But having those skill sets, those certification, means when those kids get to an age where you can go back in the workforce, you're prepared.
That is correct. Yep, they never will lose that as long as they stay up with their professional ed requirements, which are usually maybe 2 or 3 hours or 6 hours per year. But like I said, it is a safety net that we're providing them. It's really interesting you say that, because I love going into our classes, whether it's the automotive, our welding, construction, and I see such an age range. I can look over and I'll see an 18-year-old with a 67-year-old, and that 67-year-old is just as excited as an 18-year-old, because they're like, I didn't know I could do this, but look at this. I just built myself a bookcase, and I'm like, that's what it's all about, because like you said, they're giving them that skill but that confidence in themselves to be able to go out and do that themselves and help their families.
That is awesome. So exciting. So exciting to talk about Hunterdon County Vocational School District. It can just go on and on and on, Christina. We'll be back, though, so stay tuned, and we'll learn some more about what they're offering after this break.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After Secretary of State Mike Pompeo claims that Iran was behind the attacks based on an intelligence assessment, the U.S. military now says it has video evidence supporting the claim that Iran was behind the attack on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman yesterday. The military says the video shows men on an Iranian Navy boat removing an unexploded mine from the side of one of those Japanese-owned tankers. The Golden State Warriors championship winning streak comes to an end as Toronto's Raptors took the title last night and are the new NBA champs. Raptors head coach Nick Nurse.
It means a lot for our city and the country and for these players, staff, you know, incredible group of people.
It's the Raptors' first NBA title. New York's state legislature has voted to remove all non-medical exemptions for immunizations. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
And the weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area. Slight chance of showers today before 2 p.m. Mostly sunny skies and a high near 74. Westerly winds between 14 and 16 miles per hour with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 52 and westerly winds between 3 and 8 miles per hour. Saturday, mostly sunny skies, a high near 82. Southwesterly winds between 5 and 14 miles per hour, though the gusts can get as high as 24 miles per hour. Saturday night, a slight chance of showers mainly after 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 62, and southwesterly winds between 6 and 9 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 30%. Sunday, a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m., mostly cloudy skies and a high near 82. Southwesterly winds between 7 and 9 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 50%. Sunday night, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 2 a.m., then a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy skies and a low around 65. The chance of precipitation is 60%. The work week will bring more showers, possible thunderstorms, and cloudy skies. And you are back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show Friday mornings between 10 and 11 on the Hunterdon County Chamber Radio, the voice of business. That's WHCRDB. And I am Susan Lax, the host of the show and also executive director of Hunterdon Helpline, your first call for help 24/7, 365 days of the year. Please reach out to us at 908-782-4357. Get a pen and paper if you don't have one and jot that number down, because you don't know if you, a family member, a neighbor, a colleague at work might one day need our assistance. 908-782-4357, any need at any time. And I'm so happy to be with Christina Shockley today. She is the Adult and Continuing Education Coordinator for Hunterdon County Vocational School District. She is just a wealth of information. Christina, you have taken us through the programs for the high school students, programs for the adults. Let's concentrate a little bit more on the adults. So many programs and services, really for anybody. I was thinking about when a person, especially after the recession that we all went through, when a person loses their job, when a person financially is strapped because of the recession, because so many of our top executives lost jobs and suddenly had to look for something that they never had thought of before in terms of employment after spending maybe 20 years in a field. This actually opens up so many doors to folks like that who may be looking for a different career path.
That is correct. I would probably say every year when our brochure goes out, I probably receive anywhere between 5 to 10 calls of somebody just on those needs, what you
really?
Just said, has either just gotten laid off, has no skills, and they're like, I need to get out into the workforce quick. And that's what's nice about our programs is our programs are geared to, again, give you the skills, the knowledge, but to get out there instead of taking 2 to 3 years. So
also because the way that the school district offers those programs and services, they know what the jobs are going to be, what the workforce needs, what the different skill sets are. So it's not like sometimes going to college and getting a liberal arts degree where you really are not prepared for what is industry looking for at this moment when you graduate.
That is correct. We have, it's called advisory boards, and that is people from the industry actually come in twice a year and they meet with our teachers and they look at our curriculum, see what we're teaching them, and they may say, you know what, you may need to start teaching this or remove this from the curriculum because we're no longer doing that. So what the classes that we offer for our high school and adults definitely meet the needs of the industry. That is part of our responsibility, is to make sure we do stay current and active and make sure that our students are getting everything that they need.
You also seem to stay state of the art, too.
Oh,
some
yes.
of the things that you talk to me about, the equipment, et cetera, is just mind blowing. I didn't even know half that stuff existed. So really, the resources that you have at hand to teach are state of the art, up to date on technology, just absolutely amazing.
Yes, we apply for a lot of grants, and we also get federal funding and state funding from Perkins, and that is where we're able to purchase some of the, like you said, the recent state of the art. Like I said, we have those simulators for the heavy equipment. We have a biomedical academy, which is a 4-year academy that's located up at North Hunterdon High School, and they have the anatomy of the human being in hands-on is amazing. What the students, they could actually go in there and look like they're performing surgeries. But again, that's what's needed. So we try to do things. We also reach out to businesses and see if anybody can make donations. So we do have some larger companies that make donations. We have also local businesses that make donations to our school, because again, they want to make sure that we are current and staying current,
because they're hoping to employ your students.
Correct. Some are
Or be employed by them someday.
Yes, that is true. So that's, again, we really strive to try to make those connections with businesses. So if there are any business owners out there that want to know a little bit what we're offering at the school, or perhaps they have a need in their industry that they see that there's a lacking of some skills, we would love to be able to meet with them to say, you know what, we can maybe start this new program, what's needed. That is our responsibility. Again, is we want to make sure that we are meeting the needs of local and, again, nationally, the industry.
Ever-changing and keeping up with the times.
Correct. We have, in our health, we have the certified nurse aide for adults. Again, that's ages 16 and older. There is such a demand for that area.
Oh, it's huge.
And again, it's a stepping stone for somebody that maybe wants to become an LPN or an RN. So we do offer the certified nurse aide, and it's only 90 hours. So in 90 hours, you're getting the theory, and we work with Hunterdon Care Center where the students are able to go over there and have their hands on their lab. So they're actually working with real clients and stuff like that.
And
so
I
in
have
90
to,
hours,
I have to give
finished.
A shout out, Christina, because one of our literacy students, and you know this mm-hmm. because we emailed back and forth, one of our literacy students, she's from Brazil, came here. She actually has a degree in Brazil, but could not
meet our our standards here.
Exactly. And it's just amazing. What she has done since August is start with us to get her English up to speed, and then she applied to your program, got accepted, and not only did she get accepted, but because of her association with this program, she is also now working at Independence Manor.
Yes.
That is a success story, and you have probably thousands of them.
I was going to say almost every student comes out, and that's what's Independence Manor. They love having the students there because they're like, okay, we want that one, that one, that one. But we do work with other local and also Bridgeway down in Hillsborough to where their students, and we just recently partnered with Hunterdon Medical Center for the CNA. So, again, I think it's great for the Hunterdon Medical Center because they need these people, but they're trying to take their incumbent workers, which means their current workers, perhaps there may be a secretary, somebody that's maybe working in the food service, in the maintenance department that maybe wanted to start learning a little bit more in the health. So they're taking those workers, and we're giving them this skill to see if maybe it's something that they want to do. And then, again, it's a stepping stone. It's a career ladder for them.
So Hunterdon Helpline has a huge senior and disability services division. We have a lot of programs for seniors. So we sit on the Medical Center Senior Health Coalition. We sit on the Partnership for Health. We sit on the Transportation Advisory Council to advocate for senior transportation. I'm on the Senior Advisory Council, the Providers Council through the county's senior services, and the CNA need in this county is huge, and also the home health aid need. But the CNA, that's all I've been hearing for years as I sat on the Senior Health Coalition, because the for-profits are sitting there as well. Your Anita's Angels, your Comfort Keepers, your Right at Homes, your Home Instead, all sitting around saying that this is huge. So when we have the Hunterdon Vocational School District offer this program, not just offer the educational part, but partner with the facilities that actually need these graduating students, it's huge what you are doing for the community, absolutely huge. The senior population in Hunterdon County is growing. It's one of the largest growing populations here in the county, and that means more and more services in the medical field are going to be needed. So, you know, again, a shout out to you for not just for the community, but for the individual, for the workforce, for the organization that needs these employees.
A good thing. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, my
gosh.
And
again, huge. In the healthcare, you know, it is obviously it's women-driven, but we do have a lot of males that are coming into there. So, I tell everybody, think outside the box. Think of a non-traditional career path. We talked earlier, women in automotive.
Yes.
There are men in the health field. We have a dental assistant program. We usually get one or two males to come through that. And I just think it's really exciting for people to think outside that box. Another career that when we have people that contact us that have recently been unemployed and looking for a fast career is the water wastewater. Nobody ever thinks of water wastewater, but we always need water, and you're always going to have the
I have to laugh because I was a journalist, BC, before children. And when I was a cub reporter, one of the stories that I did was the wastewater treatment plant. And at first you go in there and you realize exactly what that plant is doing and the water that you are drinking, and you're first like, this is horrible. But by the end of doing that story, I was amazed at how they could take all kinds of water. That's all I'm going to say.
And
process it, et cetera, so that we could have clean, fresh, sanitary, you know, water. It's amazing. So I have to laugh that you bring that up, because here's another opportunity for somebody to go into a field that we will always need.
Correct. And all you need is 180 hours of class time. It's through the New Jersey DEP, Department of Environmental Protection. They do require somebody to be working along with a licensed operator within 1 year, also along with the class. But again, so if you're working as a maintenance person and working with a licensed operator, you take our 180-hour class in 1 year, you're eligible to get that New Jersey license. And what's nice about that industry, there's a lot of advanced licenses that you can take. And I will say from firsthand, because I have family members who are in the water wastewater field, once they get in that water wastewater field, they do not leave. It's usually through a municipality that has your water wastewater facilities. But there are also smaller communities. It could be some trailer park communities, and they need water wastewater. But that's really an interesting. So I always tell everybody, think outside the box and check out our water wastewater, because it's a great, great career.
Well, we have to take a break, but we'll be back with Christina, because we really want to spend our last segment on, okay, you're sold, you're hooked, you're ready. How do we access these programs? How do we go through the catalog? When's the new catalog coming out? So stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody out there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And you are back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show here on WHCR-DB, the voice of business, the Hunterdon County Chamber Radio. And we have been so fortunate to have Christina Shockley, Adult and Continuing Education Coordinator for the Hunterdon County Vocational School District. It's mind-blowing, Christina, what you do, what you offer. And I have in front of me the spring brochure. You're going to have another one coming out for the fall. You have a couple of summer programs as well. So what I would love to do is let's talk about some of those and how a person gets connected. Obviously, they should be going to www.hcpolytech.org. Your Facebook page is great, too, for information. I always try to keep abreast of what's going on. But seriously, if you look at this booklet, the amount of programs and services in it, particularly for the adults, is absolutely huge. Huge. And then there's opportunities, if you are a business, to connect through this catalog. So tell us a little bit more about how a person gets the program course offerings, how they can find things on the website, et cetera, and then if they are a business, how can they collaborate?
Well, we have our new brochure going out. We offer two brochures per year. We have our fall semester and our spring semester. Our fall semester brochure is going to be in the mailboxes, usually the middle of July. We send it out to 49,000 residents and businesses in Hunterdon County, and also in Hillsborough we send it out. And in the new brochure, always look, we're going to be offering some new programs for adults. We offer the majority of the same existing classes because they seem to be popular, but we always do offer something new. I tell everybody out there, if there is a class, again, that you are looking for, but perhaps we're not offering it, contact us, because if there's an interest, I will definitely see what we can do to start a new class. Same as businesses. We also do what's called customized training. If a business maybe wants to update their employees with a new skill, it could be computers, welding, OSHA, we do offer that. We do the convenience. We're able to come out to your business. You just tell us a little bit of the logistics, what you're looking for, and we can make it to where we come out to your business, or you can come to our facility. Also, we're always looking for people to teach classes. For the adult and continuing ed, you just need 4 years experience in that industry. So perhaps if you have a hobby or you're really proud of what your profession is and you want to share that with somebody, you can contact us. We have a course proposal application online at www.hcvsd.org, or you can also email me. My email is all over our websites, but my email is cshockley@hcvsd.org.
cshockley@hcvsd.org. It's a thing you have to do on the radio. You have to do it at least twice.
Well, thank you about that. So, we're always looking for new things like that. We also, Susan, you had said that you follow us on Facebook. Definitely follow us on Facebook, because there's a lot of visual there. It shows our students. It shows our school, our instructors, that we're very proud of. So you could follow us on Facebook. We also have a monthly newsletter. So if you go to our website and you want to sign up for our monthly newsletter, that will tell you about upcoming events, also current events. It spotlights some of our students and what we've been doing. So, again, it kind of just lets you know what is going on at our school. Again, the hidden gem.
Well, I'm looking at the program now, Christina, and the catalog. And this I didn't know. I mean, every time I talk to you, I find out things. I mean, you offer online courses?
Correct. The online courses are through Ed2Go. We are just a hosting school, so they're not our instructors. But what's nice, if you go through our school, the classes usually maybe anywhere between $79 to $110, where if you were to go to Ed2Go without going through our school, it could cost you more. But some of those classes are over a year, and they lead to a national certification.
Wow.
So if somebody's interested in that, doing an online class with the convenience from your home, they can definitely sign up through our website. Again, it's not our instructors, but it does meet the Department of Education's requirements and stuff like that, or the national requirements for classes.
And then you also have a special interest section, which is interesting, no pun intended. But flea markets, how many people are doing that? You know, and actually, Flemington Community Partnership has its flea markets during the summer.
Correct.
So flea markets, gone fishing, I mean, just, oh, my gosh. How to sell a condo. A lot of people are doing that.
Yes, we had a lot of interest in that. And again, the people who are offering these classes are local people, but they either could be have been a real estate person or they've been a professional fisherman, so they could tell you the little tricks of the trade, what streams to go to, what lures to use. We also offer upholstery. Upholstery is a fun class for people, but it also could lead to a business where people end up upholstering their chairs for people so there could be some extra income in. That is a huge one. We also work with local businesses. We work with the Courtside Racquetball Club on offering pickleball and tennis. We offer OSHA. It's just a variety. So I always tell everybody, if you have an idea, contact us because it's perhaps something that we can make go and see if it's out there. You know, we have the art of winemaking. Who doesn't love to have a nice glass of red wine? So you can offer something like that.
The computer classes also, we have talked about people who have had to transition from one career to the other. And it's all about computers now. It's all about the software programs. There's not a resume, and we certainly have the same criteria at Helpline that doesn't require knowledge of software programs. And you just have an abundance of all of these programs, which is so important to get a job today. Even we talk about automotive. The automotive industry has gone computerized. Absolutely.
Well, I was going to say, for our plumbing and electrical apprenticeship, I brought in an online component. So the students, instead of having to attend class with us two nights a week, we developed an online component. At first, we got a little feedback, but now the students are like, I get it. And I said, yes, because technology is needed out in the workforce, because now their change orders are done on an iPad instead of a handwritten. So technology is definitely needed in almost every career.
We have reached the end, but it's not the end of the Hunterdon County Vocational School District by any means. Again, please go online, www.hcpolytech.org. That's www.hcpolytech.org. Or, as Christina offered, if you have questions, you can email her at CSHOCKLEY, that stands for Christina Shockley, CSHOCKLEY at HCVSD.org. Christina, again, you really need to come back on a frequent basis because what you offer, and as we said, ever-changing, always state-of-the-art, always meeting the needs of the workforce and the thrust of economic development here in this county. As we said, both you and I agree that Hunterdon County Vocational School District is, in fact, a gem of Hunterdon County. Thank you so much for being on the show, and seriously, let's plan on the next visit.
I appreciate the invite, and thank you for having me, and as you said, we didn't even touch on half of the things here that I wanted to talk about. But, again, if anybody has any questions, definitely check out our website or feel free to call me. And, again, thank you, Susan, for having me.
My pleasure. And thank you for tuning in to Hands Across Hunterdon. We'll be back next week. And have a good one.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon has released video evidence to support its claim that Iran was responsible for attacks on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman yesterday. The military says the video shows an Iranian Navy boat with its personnel removing an unexploded mine from the side of one of those tankers. Retired Navy Admiral and NATO Supreme Allied Commander James Stavridis says he's concerned about this escalation in tensions.
I've spent half my life in the Gulf of Oman and in and out of that Strait of Hormuz. This is a difficult, challenging set of circumstances. We are on a collision course. I'm worried.
He was speaking on NBC News. In case you went to bed early and missed it, the Toronto Raptors beat Golden State 114-110 in Game 6 of the championship series to win the series 4-2. And this is USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's FORCE to 321321.
President Trump largely stands.